Following the conclusion of yet another day marked by a litany of tedious and unavoidable realities, The Onion spoke with sociologist Dr. Timothy Coghlan, who told reporters that the nation would be forced to go through all of it again tomorrow.
As our projections demonstrate, tomorrow, like today, every man, woman, and child in America will wake up and do it all again. All of it. Including traffic, the workday, bad coffee, your kid's soccer game, laundry. Struggling economy.
Statistical evidence also showed that the nation would once again endure traumatic childhood memories, Twitter, anxiety, poverty, consumerism, rampant abuses of the legal system,
joint pain, racial inequality, global warming, the steady erosion of civil liberties, violence, loneliness, disease, unresolved intimacy issues, the ravages of age, hunger, sexual frustration, pesticides, existential dread, bioterrorism. Spectre of death.
For more on this unending story, check this week's Onion Review.
I'm just relieved that you're not a crazy person.
WCOM Radio, hey, listen, I'm furious. Furious George, Micropower Radio. This is WCOMLP Chapel, Carrboro. Stick around, we got some remixing of Kanye's song here, Mercy. Started up with some of the stuff under my garage. Bodies, that is. We're going to just play some fun music and maybe hit on a theme or two, but for the most part, have fun. I'm furious. Oh, yeah, this show may be offensive. I'm furious. We'll be right back.
Okay. Okay. Lamborghini and Mercy, yo chick, she so thirsty. I'm in that 2C Lambo with your OG trying to turn it. Okay. Lamborghini and Mercy, yo chick, she so thirsty.
Oh, man, I really had to get out of the house.
I'm just glad you came out.
Appreciate it.
For real.
I really gotta check this girl out, man. She is fine.
She aye.
Really?
Hey, man, I am going to go to the bathroom.
Okay, man. See you in a minute.
You know what? I told myself this morning I wasn't gonna fall in love. You went and made me break my only rule. I'm gonna take that right quick. I am going to take that.
Like many young inner-city students, Chicago-area high school sophomore Brandy Perkins struggles every day to motivate her teachers. The frustrated 16-year-old talked to Onion reporters this morning to discuss the challenges she faces in reaching out to her underperforming educators.
Connecting with the teachers gets harder and harder every year. We all come in every morning eager to learn, but most of the teachers just seem completely uninterested in education. One of my teachers, Ms. Manley, has been particularly hard to work with. She was quiet at first, but she showed some potential. I thought maybe she just needed a little time to come out of her shell, but as the weeks went by, she just sat there, listlessly at her desk, never talking or participating.
Perkins says she believes many of her teachers' poor performances can be traced to the numerous challenges they face outside the classroom.
Cases, their own families are too. It just makes you feel so helpless.
For more on this story, check for this week's Osama bin Laden Foundation's announcement of their 2013 Muhammad Atta Fellowship winners, 22-year-old recipient Shahid Farouk spoke with The Onion about being named one of the top 20 young terrorists to receive the prestigious $20,000 grant to study under experienced Islamic extremists. We'll be right back.
So you think the campaign is over at last? We've had the election, that's all in the past. Obama's the guy and Congress is there. But a few little things still hang in the air. You thought they'd just vanish, you sorry old sot. Millions upon millions were thrown in the pot. With super PACs and non-profits, no tax. So much is the same with a different dark hat. 501c4 and 501c that. It's hard to see anything when you're blind as a bat.
What's up, man?
Jesus.
got her number, huh?
Yeah, Cheyenne.
Oh, is that her name?
Yeah, she was fly.
That's the girl I was talking about.
About 4 months ago, my soon-to-be ex-wife caught me masturbating, and that's when she told me that she was having an affair with my business partner, Stanley Levine. That was a really low point in my life, but like my primary care physician says, it's not the falling down that matters, it's how you pick yourself back up, right? So I thought, I am not gonna wallow in this pain. I'm not gonna let myself do that. I'm gonna focus on the things that I love, and there's nothing in this world that I love more than soup. In America, why not create a soup that captures the feeling that I get when I... when I glimpse Old Glory, or when I hear our Star-Spangled Banner, or when I think about that black lady who sat at the back of the bus, what was her name?
Rosa Parks?
No, I'll think of it later, but why not pay tribute to all of those things? And so that's what I did. Now, do I think that this soup, this little tiny creamy soup, is gonna solve all my problems? Do I think it'll cure all the ills facing this great nation? Do I think it'll make the world a better place? Let's not be ridiculous, but yes, I do. I think all of those things.
I don't even know what to say.
Oh, you don't have to say anything. That was too much information, I understand. I'm dumb for...
No, it's a... What I mean is, it's really rare to meet a man who's so passionate.
Still pinching myself. I mean, having the chance to learn from the same guys who did the 1998 US embassy bombing in Nairobi and studying insurgency tactics with somebody like Ayman al-Hawaziri. This is just, it's an incredible opportunity. I felt very confident about my personal essay on what the word fatwa means to me, but I never actually thought the board would like my idea to use strategically placed IEDs to demolish the Golden Gate Bridge during rush hour.
Officer? Don't look like you're from around here.
No, sir.
You been doing any drugs tonight?
No, sir.
Nope. Why don't you pop that trunk, step out of vehicle for me, please?
Really?
No drugs, huh?
Nope.
Well, well, well. What have we here?
No. You planted that in my car.
Oh, did I? Or did I plant this?
I guess
okay, it's the car. Spread him! Whoa. What do we have here, huh?
What?
Game and the money keeps coming to do other fun things like knock him out of the running with ads and campaigns all over there showing why stop at elections, just keep the tap flowing. It's a battle royale with money quite savage, so choose your side in democracy's ravage. With names so pleasant and pleasing to hear, the money barrage continues all year. Post-election conversion Obama has had, that shadowy money's not really so bad. We promise we'll tell you who's giving us dough. Our intentions are pure, unlike Karl Rove. What could ever go wrong? Now break out the champagne. You've all been drafted to the permanent campaign.
Talked about how the zombies out here, because that basically what is left is the people walking around with this glazed look in their eyes and just stumbling.
Hey.
like this one behind me. Hi, yes. How are you doing?
California.
Oh, very nice to meet you. You know,
49ers.
You're going to do a story. You're going to do an interview with us?
Sure.
Okay, because we were just talking about here along Bourbon Street and the STD rate that's been going on here. And so how long have you had an STD?
I don't have an STD.
Oh, then why did you want to talk?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so sorry.
Are you serious?
Nothing to be ashamed of right now.
No, I don't have an STD.
That's not disrespectful. Oh, okay. Yes. Anyway, so I've been taking care of, that in my own little way.
49ers.
So, you can see what I've been having to deal with.
And the machines, they make this rhythms, and I just start dreaming, and it all becomes music.
Music.
Freestyle.
Music.
Freestyle. Disneyland and Disney World. Knott's Berry Farm. Busch Gardens. None of them hold a candle to Glenn Beck's Liberty Pendants Park. 60,000 fun-filled acres of amusement for the whole family, just a short 5-hour drive from Dallas. Liberty Pendants Park. Take an authentic steam train ride to Americaville. Step back in time to a vibrant recreation of exactly the way early America might have been if it was the way we wished it were way back when it wasn't. Liberty Pendants Park. Visit Non-Union Square, where you'll find the Hall of Good Presidents. Watch as all three come to life to reinforce our opinions by saying things we hope they'd say.
I'm Thomas Jefferson, and everyone should have submachine guns.
Freestyle music. Freestyle.
Liberty Pendants Park. Be sure to ride the Freedom Coaster at America Mountain. It's the world's tallest patriotic-themed dream coaster. Safety harness optional. Take that, nanny state. Next up is Glencott Center. See what other countries look like in Glenn Beck's mind. France, Greece, Egypt, Detroit, Liberty Pendants Park. Hungry? Visit Libertarian Island and enjoy beige foods cooked in unregulated shacks. All meals served with a 254-ounce tub of sugar soda. Because at Liberty Pendants Park, no one is the boss of you, but you. Liberty Pendants Park. Take a heartwarming cruise through It Should Be a Smaller World, a whimsical land of children untainted by the damaging effects of unrestrained immigration. Liberty Pendants Park. No park is complete without a haunted house. Visit Soros Manor, an eerie mansion haunted by the ghoulish debt incurred by Democrats. Liberty Pendants Park. Don't forget to bring the kids on Glenn Beck's Wild Ride, where fans can relive Glenn's, let's say, topsy-turvy younger years. Shepherd the family into Cinderella's bunker, a lifelike underground panic bunker to wait out the end stages of the collapse of America. Found directly at the center of There Is No Tomorrow Land. And coming this fall, our newest attraction, Rand Land, an objectivist paradise that you cannot enter because you had no hand in creating it. Build your own Rand Land, coward. Liberty Pendants Park. It's exceptionally American. Ask about our discounts for veterans and women.
Progressives, what real freedom looks like. Any takers on that?
What I do on this program is stand for those willing to risk their lives for man's freedom, man's liberty, so that they can pursue happiness.
You, sir, there! In the beautiful jacket with matching hints of emotional fragility. That's Glenn Beck! The guy who loves freedom so much. He doesn't even have a TV show anymore. He lives on the internet where laws have no meaning and cats. Ken has cheeseburgers. If only someone like Glenn Beck would build one of these freedom towns.
I want to show you what I want to leave future generations. Tonight in the American Dream Labs. Oh boy, here we go. Independence, USA. It is an entire city developed around patterns.
I call it Argyleville.
to rain. Oh, beautiful town. Not to rain on the gift you are bestowing upon future generations, but aren't patterns pretty much the opposite of freedom? They're all about regimentation. The repeating pattern is what makes plaid plaid and not a Jackson Pollock painting. But I'm sure I'm misunderstanding. I'm overreacting. You're Glenn Beck, Tea Party patriot avatar, scourge of progressive fascism.
True freedom grants citizens the right to choose. And you certainly can't have someone else making all the decisions. We don't want the state telling us how to live our lives. I want my freedom and my choices back.
Yes, freedom and choices back. Take us, sir, to this new Valhalla of freedom and choices, where the nanny state can no longer smother us under the giant teat of tyranny.
This is right here, the marketplace. The marketplace is where people, there's not going to be a gap here. There's no Ann Taylor. You want an Ann Taylor, go someplace else.
Excuse me, sir. Freedom Town sounds great. I like its adherence to our founding principles of freedom and liberty. But where will I get my casual basics? All right, so Gap and Ann Taylor are not allowed in the market-driven independence. No word on Ann Taylor Loft, which is really Ann Taylor's less formal sister. You can go there and pick up some great mix-and-match pieces for both the office and, if you want, out for drinks afterwards at a price point that I can assure you is almost as attractive as the clothes, but... The point is, I thought y'all hated central planning. Remember? The right, freedom, the left, central planning and tyranny?
Get your damn hands off my fries, lady. I want to be a fat, fat, fatty and shovel French fries all day long. That is my choice.
Yes! And while French fries are and have always been legal, cheap, and ubiquitous, point taken! So tell us about the free-form buffet that is independence.
I personally think we have a real problem with food. It needs to be local.
That! Get your damn hands off my French fries, lady! Unless, you know what, I'm sorry. I guess you're just trying to do what's good for everybody. And I think you know who else wanted to do what was good for everybody.
Hitler was actually a vegetarian. Wanted to take and spread the glories of vegetarianism and saying, you know, it's good for everybody, we should eat this.
Yeah, I was gonna say Jesus, but if you wanna go Hitler, that's fine.
Spread the glories of vegetarianism and saying, you know, it's good for everybody, we should eat this.
Yeah, I was going to say Jesus, but...
I don't do drugs anymore. I used to take drugs and I quit. But I'll tell you something, I have nothing against drugs whatsoever. That's kind of weird, huh? You never heard that one. Used to take drugs, quit, and have nothing against them. Wow, never heard that. Let's hear more. Okay. I'll tell you something else. I know this is not a very popular idea. You don't hear it very often anymore. But it's the truth. I have taken drugs before, and I had a real good time. Didn't murder anybody, didn't rob anybody, didn't rape anybody, didn't beat anybody, didn't lose one fucking job. Laughed my ass off and went about my day. Sorry. Now, where's my commercial? Shit, I'll be the guy holding that skillet in that commercial, man. That ain't a brain, that's breakfast. Been up 5 days now. I'm fucking starving. I find that commercial a tad insulting to my intelligence. You know the one? Here's your brain. I've seen a lot of things on drugs, but I have never, ever, ever looked at an egg and thought it was a fucking brain. Not once. I have seen UFOs split the sky like a sheet, but I have never looked at an egg and thought it was a fucking brain. Not once. I have had 7 balls of light come off of a UFO, lead me onto their ship, explain to me telepathically that we are all one and there's no such thing as death. But I've never looked at an egg and thought it was a fucking brain. Now, maybe I wasn't getting good shit, but drugs. I'll be honest with you, it's what I can't stand is all day long we see those commercials, here's your brain on drugs, just say no, why do you think they call it dope? And then the next commercial is, this bud's for you. Come on everybody, let's be hypocritical bastards. It's okay to drink your drug. We meant those other drugs. Those untaxed drugs. Those are the ones that are bad for you. Nicotine, alcohol, good drugs. Coincidentally, tax drugs. Ooh, how does this fucking work? Thank God they're taxing alcohol, man. It means we got those good roads we can get fucked up and drive on. Thank God they're taxing this shit, man. good drug. Because I'll tell you something, I'll be honest, man. If I were going to legalize a drug, it sure wouldn't have been alcohol. Sorry, there's better drugs and better drugs for you. That's a fact. You may stop your internal dialogue.
But Bill, alcohol is an acceptable part.
Shut the fuck up. You're wrong. Okay? Okay. Shit, man. Not only do I think marijuana should be legalized, I think it should be mandatory.
Illegal firearm, or is it?
Oh,
okay, okay. Hey, listen, that's there. Some classic Dig Your Own Hole, Chemical Brothers. We're gonna spin one more song, some brand new stuff from Hudson Mohawk, crowd pleaser, his new track from his album called Tonight. And we'll also play a little bit more of this Blauan, some crazy techno, trancy stuff I've been playing. So anyway, like, we do this every Thursday because it's fun and I'm furious. And if you're not infuriated, you're not paying attention. If you want to learn more about Furious George, go to furiousg.blogspot.com or check out wcomfm.org. You can learn more about micro-powered community-based radio. I'll be here for a little bit longer. Until then, I'm going to spin some more of this underground hip-hop. Like I said, here's some of that new Hudson Mohawk. Thanks for listening to Micropower Radio. I'll see y'all soon. Furious!
Ha 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 ha!